弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace with you all, brothers and sisters.
我们想到美丽的西安，我们心里面就兴奋。
Whenever we think of this beautiful Zion, we're so excited in our heart.
我们感心，满心感谢主。
And with all the heart, we just give the Lord the thanksgiving.
今天我们要先读几节的经文。
So first of all, let's read a few passages, please.
请我们看旧约以赛亚书第二十六章第一到第六节。
Isaiah in Old Testament, chapter 26, verse 1 to verse 6.
旧约圣经以赛亚书二十六章第一节到第六节。
The book of Isaiah in Old Testament, chapter 26, verses 1 to 6.
我请大家跟我一起读一次。
I would like to ask you to read a whole portion of God's word together once.
中文英文一起读。
In English and in Chinese.
不管你用什么语言，我们的神都听得懂。
Whatever your language is, our God understands it.
来。
Come, please.
当那日，在犹大地，人必唱这歌说，我们有坚固的城，耶和华要将救恩定为城墙，为外国敞开城门，使守信的义民得以进入。艰辛依赖你的，你必保守他十分平安，因为他依靠你。你们当依靠耶和华直到永远，因为耶和华是永久的磐石，他使住高处的与高层一起败落，将城拆毁拆平，直到尘埃，要被脚践踏，就是被困苦人的脚和穷乏人的脚践踏。这六节的圣经说到一个故事。
These six verses speak of a story.
这个说到两个城市的故事。
It speaks of the stories of two cities.
在十八世纪，有一个英国的大文豪叫 Charles Dickens。
Charles Dickens, the famous literature scholar in England in 18th century.
他一生只活到五十几岁。
He lived about 50 some years.
在他接近晚年的时候，他写了一本书。
So at his old age, he wrote a book.
中文翻成《双城记》。
The Two Cities.
A Tale of Two Cities.
The Tale of Two Cities.
我问年轻人有没有人读过这本书。
So I'd like to ask our young people, any of you have read this book?
你们学校读英文课的时候，老师有时候会指定一些 reading assignments.
I believe in your school, in your English class, your teacher probably would assign some reading assignments.
听说现在越来越少老师指定这种古典的书了。
And I was told that fewer and fewer.Of teachers would assign all these classic works.
在那本小说里面说到两个城市的故事。
And in that book, it speaks of the story of two cities.
他的小说就是根据这两个城市作为一个架构。
And the framework is based upon these two cities.
小说里面的主人翁来往这两个城市。
So the character walk between these two cities.
这两个城市是什么？
And what are these two cities?
法国的巴黎。
That's the Paris in France.
英国的伦敦。
London in England.
但是我们今天要讲的不是这个双城记。
But today, the two cities we're talking about are not from these two cities.
是另外两个双城记。
But it's another tale of two cities.
大概2800年前之前。
It's about 2800 years ago.
公元前第八世纪的时候，犹大国有一个著名的先知叫以赛亚。
It's about 8th BC in the land of Judea. There is a very famous prophet.
他从神那里得着异象。
And he received this vision from God.
他看见了两个城市。
So here he saw two cities.
他就唱出刚才我们读的六节经文的诗歌。
And he simply sang out this song composed of the six verses we just read.
他说当日在犹大地人必唱这歌说。
And he said, in that day, this song will be sung in the land of Judah.
我们有坚固的城。
We have a strong city.
耶和华要将救恩定为城墙，为外国。
God will appoint salvation for walls and bulwarks.
敞开城门，使守信的义民得以进入。
Open the gates that a righteous nation, which keeps the truth, may enter in.
坚信依赖你的，你必保守他十分平安。
You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you.
因为他依靠你。
Because he trusts in you.
你们当依靠耶和华直到永远。
Trust in the Lord forever.
因为耶和华是永久的磐石。
For in Yah the Lord is everlasting strength or rock.
然后他转一个口气。
And then he changed the tune.
他使住高处与高层一并败落。
For he brings down those who dwell on high, the lofty city.
将城拆毁拆平直到尘埃。
He lays it low, he lays it low to the ground.
要被脚践踏，就是被困苦人的脚和贫乏人的脚践踏。
He brings it down to the dust, the foot shall tread it down, the feet of the poor and the steps of the needy.
在以赛亚书里面，我们发现这位先知很喜欢唱歌。
In the book of Isaiah, we realize that this prophet simply loved to sing.
所以我们可以称他这个歌叫为救恩之歌。
So that's called as the song of salvation here.
其实这个歌是说到两个城市。
Actually, this song speaks of two cities.
两个城市的故事。
It is a tale of two cities.
我们知道在那个时候，城市是人住的地方。
We know that in those days, a city is where people dwelt.
四周围有围墙。
And you have walls around it.
围墙就保护住在里面的人。
And the walls would protect those who dwell within.
在那个时候，没有城墙的城市不算城市。
So a city in those days without a wall wasn't called a city.
因为没有保护。
Because there was no protection.
在那里，在那个时候，有城市才有国家。
And also at that time, where there is a city, there is a country.
所以我们常常称为那个国家是城市国家 city state.
A lot of the time, we just simply call that city a city state.
因为这个城市有保护。
Because that city had protection.
那么他就唱这个歌。
Therefore, the prophet Isaiah sang this song.
有一个坚固的城。
We have a strong city.
还有一个高层。
And also with lofty height walls.
这两个城市有很大的差别。
And also, there is a strong city and also a lofty city. There is a big difference between these two cities.
坚固的城有保护，十分平安。
This strong city has protection and it was very safe.
高城没有保护，到最后要一并败落。
The other is a lofty city and it would be brought low.
高城里面住的人是住在高处。
And the lofty city people, residents live on high.
很可能他这个城盖在 很高的地方。
Maybe the city was built on high ground.
很可能这个城市的高墙城墙很高。
His walls were so tall.
但是一点用处都没有。
However, all these had no function at all.
以赛亚看见有一天这个高城要崩溃。
Because Isaiah saw one day,this wall would be brought low.
到底这两个城代表什么意思？
Exactly what these two cities represent.
当以赛亚看见这个意象的时候，
When Isaiah saw this vision,
他只看到一幅图画。
He simply saw a picture.
但是等我们读到新约圣经的时候，
But when we come to read the New Testament,
我们就更清楚了。
It becomes clear to us.
这个高层
That this lofty city
代表今天的世界
represents the world today.
启示录里面给这个高层起一个名字。
So in Revelation, that it has a name for this lofty city.
叫大巴比伦城。
The Babylonian Great City.
启示录告诉我们，有一天这个大巴比伦城要被像石头一样举起来丢在海里面。
And Revelation tells us that the great Babylon, the great city, when they will be lifted up as a stone being thrown into the sea.
什么是大巴比伦城？
So what is the great city of Babylon?
大巴比伦城就是所有抵挡神势力的集中的地方。
That is the very center of all those powers that oppose against God's power.
就是今天的世界。
And that is today's world.
也许你不同意我的讲法。
Maybe you disagree with what I said.
因为你不觉得。
Because you have no sense of this.
但是这些话是神讲的。
But these words are spoken by God.
原来我们住在一个世界。将来会被丢在深海里面。
So we are now actually living in a world which will be thrown into the sea later on.
原来我们住在一个世界，将来要被毁坏的。
We are living in a city which will be destroyed.
因为这个城市，这个大的世界的城市是没有根基的城市。
Because the city, the lofty city, has no foundation to it.
虽然外表看起来很高大。
Outwardly looking, it is sure.Surely it's very tall.
实际上是没有根基的城市。
However, it is a city without a foundation.
当地震来临的时候，
When the earthquake comes,
它就会垮。
It's going to collapse.
当风暴来的时候，它就会垮。
When the wind, the storm comes upon it, it will fail.
当神的审判最后临到的时候，它整个会毁坏。
When God's judgment finally comes upon it, it will be abolished.
我跟我的师母三年多以前搬到加州。
My wife and I moved to California about 3 years ago.
我们在芝加哥住了37年。
And before that, we lived in Chicago for 37 years.
后来神感动我们搬到加州去。
And then God moved us, gave this urgent to move to California.
因为那边有一个教会需要我们。
Because there is this such a church which needs us.
加州。南加州这个天气非常好、啊、
And in Southern California, the weather is just beautiful.
其实我们不是为了天气去的。
But we didn't go because there's a good weather there.
那去了加州以后，发现加州跟中西部有很大的不同。
And after we moved to Southern California, we feel that this is really such a big difference between the California and Midwest.
就我来讲，最大的不同是什么？
As far as I'm concerned, the greatest difference is.
除了文化的不同以外
，Apart from the cultural difference，
我常常在脑海里面有一个 picture。
Often in my mind, this picture just lingers。
地震不晓得什么时候要来。
That is, I don't know when the earthquake will come。
而且是最大的地震。
And this is held to be the greatest earthquake。
一两百年来，最大的地震还没有发生。
For the past 100, 200 years, the greatest earthquake hasn't arrived yet.
地震学家在那里推测说，迟早要来的。
And the experts have told us this earthquake is going to come sooner or later.
我们去的那边三年已经经过几次的小地震。
And all the 3 years we have been there, we have experienced several small-scale earthquakes.
其实地震对台湾来的人并不稀奇。
Actually, people from Taiwan are quite familiar with this earthquake. It's not a big deal.
在小时候上课的时候，上到一半，有时候逃地震。
When we were children in Taiwan, a lot of the time we had to run to find protection from the earthquake.
小时候最喜欢上课的时候地震来。
And actually, when we were young, we really loved to have earthquake because.
你知道为什么
？You know why?
不要上课了嘛。
Because we didn't have to go sitting in the classroom anymore.
大家跑到操场那边玩起来，踢起足球来。
And everyone would rush to the field, and we would play the British soccer.
可是现在不一样了。
But here in the States, it's different.
若是大地震来的时候怎么办
？Should the great earthquake come, what would we do?
没地方跑啊。
There's no way to flee to.
啊，原来南加州是一个没有根基的城啊。
Oh, South California is actually a city without a foundation.
还有发现一件事情。
And also, I realized one thing.
你买房子保险的时候，不包含地震险。
When you buy a house, your insurance never includes earthquake insurance.
只有当你第一次买房子保险的时候。他会很快的给你一个 offer， 说你可以买这个地震险。
So when you the first time you buy a homeowner insurance, the company would offer this earthquake insurance to you.
若是你那次不买的话，永远没有机会。
And once you refuse that offer, you would never have any other chance to buy it again.
要不是州政府规定他这样做的话，他根本连提都不提的。
And also, this is because of the government had required insurance companies to say so. Otherwise, they would not even mention that to you.
这座高城是没有根基的城。
So this lofty city has no foundation.
有一天要被拆毁。
One day it will be brought low.
有一天要被整个的毁灭。
One day it will be utterly destroyed.
原来我们住在这样一个高城里面。
Oh, now we know we live in this high, lofty city.
我今天在那里拼命努力，我今天拼命的建造。
Today I strive so hard to build.
有一天要整个的失去。
One day I will lose it all.
我今天银行的存款那么多。
Today I have so much money in my bank account.
有一天要消失。
One day it vanishes away.
在南加州跟这里一样，很多漂亮的房子。
In Southern California, it's just like here in the Georgia. There are so many gorgeous houses.
将来有一天，这些房子一栋一栋要整个垮掉。
One day, these houses one by one will be pulled down.
神为什么要审判这个高城
？Why is God wants to judge this lofty city?
高代表人的心态。
Loftiness represents man's state of mind.
住在高层的人住在 高处表示他们的心是高傲的。
He who lives in the lofty city in the high ground means that he is proud in heart.
圣经告诉我们人有一个基本的问题。
The Bible teaches that man has this basic essential problem.
就是离弃了生命的源头。
That is, you depart from the very origin of life.
弃绝了那位生命的主。
You forsake the Lord of life.
转向神以外的一切事物。
And turn aside to anything that is apart from God.
神称那些东西叫做偶像。
And God calls all that an idol.
他们心中弃绝那生命的主。
In their hearts, they have rejected this Lord of life.
主耶稣说我是世界的光。
Lord Jesus says, I am the light of the world.
我是生命的光。
I am the light of life.
我来到了这个世界，世界却不接受我。
I've come to this world, but the world does not accept me.
所以这个城有一个特点。
So there is one characteristic of this special city.
没有灯光。
That is, it has no light.
到晚上的时候，黑漆漆的一片。
At night, it is just pitch dark.
人的心里面充满了黑暗。
That is to say, man's heart is filled with darkness.
这是人基本的问题。
And this is a man's fundamental issue.
这就是圣经里面所说人基本的罪。
And this is what the Bible calls the very basic sin of man.
今天的人对神没有兴趣。
Today, man has simply have no interest in God.
当你跟他讲到神的时候，他没有兴趣。
When you speak to them about God, they are not interested.
我常常把中西部跟这个 南加州我住的地方那个地区比较啊。
I often compare the region in Midwest to the region where I now live in Southern California.
我觉得那边的人心比中西部的人心更刚硬。
And I feel those people living in Southern California whose heart.Simply is more hardened than those in Midwest.
我不晓得你们纽约的人的心怎么样。
I don't know about the state of mind of those of you who live here in Jersey.
其实我想也差不多。
But I suppose basically it's the same.
每一个人都住在高处。
Everyone is living in a higher place.
不要神。
Everyone doesn't want to God.
但是因为拒绝这个生命的光，心里面就是一片的黑暗。
And because they refuse the light of the Lord, so in their heart there is simply darkness.
所以这个城里面的人走来走去，找不到方向。
So people in this lofty city they walk about, but they found no directions.
没有一个人遵守 stop sign.
Nobody follows stop sign.
因为看不见。
Because they simply do not see.
每一个人在那里超速。
Everybody is speeding.
因为看不见这个速度的 limit.
Because they do not see the speed limit there.
所以这个城市里面的交通一片乱，混乱。
So the traffic there simply is chaotic.
好像台北的街头。
It's just like the in the streets of Taipei.
你随时可以 U-turn.
Anytime you can make a U-turn.
我们到南加州以后发现一个特点，就是 U-turn 的赛很多。
And also when we have been in Southern California, we see the U-turn signs are so many.
到处都可以 U-turn.
Everywhere you can make U-turn.
但是 U-turn 很危险。
But making U-turn is actually very dangerous.
这个城市没有光明。
This city has no light.
人离开了神以后，自然就犯罪。
So likewise, after men have departed from God, it's just so natural for men to sin.
人开始骄傲。
Men became very proud.
人以自我为中心。
Very self-centered.
人高抬自己。
Simply lifted themselves high.
人自认为自己非常的好。
They simply felt they were very good.
这叫做自义。
This is called self-righteousness.
你仔细听街上人打骚风的时候的谈话。
Now, if you pay attention to people who are talking on the streets on cell phones,
你发现有个共同点。
And you could find this common thread.
这个人多坏，这个人多坏。
They've been talking about how bad that person is.
我多好，我多好。
And how good I am.
我讲的话都对，都正确。
Whatever I say is right, is correct.
这叫做骄傲，这叫做自义。
This is called pride. This is called self-righteousness.
人离开神以后，第一个表现就是骄傲，就是自义。
So the very first characteristic after men have departed from God is self-righteousness and pride.
我不晓得你有没有这个情形。
I don't know if this is your condition.
有时候我发现我现在这个光景里面。
Sometimes I feel even I in my condition now.
发现的时候赶快住口。
I always have this, but as soon as I find that I'm in this kind of state, I simply shut up.
因为圣灵提醒我。
Because the Holy Spirit is reminding me.
在这个城市里面的人还有一个特点。
And also there is another characteristic of those who live in this lofty city.
虚假。
That is falsehood.
每一天每一个人上班之前。
Now every day every man.Before he or she goes to work,
站在镜子面前打扮的时候
that person as he or she stands before the mirror to spruce him or herself up,
穿上漂亮的衣服
put on the best clothing,
打上领带
and put on the tie,
穿上外衣
put on the jacket,
最后还有一件事情没有带上
and the very last thing is,
面具
to put on a mask.
每一个人的这个衣橱里面都有一个面具。
In everybody's closet, there is this mask.
有些面具厚一点，有些薄一点。
Some people's masks are thicker as opposed to others thinner.
打扮了以后，最后戴上一套的面具。
After being spruced up, people just put on this mask.
然后开车上班。
And they drive to work.
坐 subway 上班。
Or on a subway.
这个面具永远是一个笑脸。
And the mask they put on are always the smiling faces.
这个面具永远是一副快乐的样子。
Always with this happy countenance, they would go out.
工作了一天回到家。
Now after whole day's work, they would come home.
第一件事情把面具拿下来。
Is to remove these masks.
挂在衣橱里。
And simply hang it in the closet.
就露出原来的真面目。
And they would show their real face.
这个真面目不是笑容
not a smiling face.
这个 面目充满了紧张的形象
it's a face of nervousness.
担心的样子
face of worry.
忧愁的样子
and face of anxiety.
人与人之间彼此很难信任
so men can simply not trust men easily.Between one another.
因为知道大家都戴着面具。
Because they all know, we all know that we have put on our mask.
这是叫我们很难过的事情啊。
Isn't this such a grind to each one of us?
其实在我们的心的深处，我们很想到知心的朋友。
Actually, in the deepest place of our hearts, we really look for soulmates.
这几年我发现有一个秘诀，做朋友，跟人家做朋友。
And in recent years, I have found a secret to make friends.
先把自己的面具撤下来。
That is, take off your mask first.
让对方看到我的真面目。
So people could see my true skin color.
有多少次我们在餐馆吃饭的时候遇到邻座是中国人？
Many times when we go to restaurants and what we see people next to us are Chinese.
我们就想怎么样来跟他们讲话。
Then we would think how we should talk to them.
哎呀，趁他们这个休息的时候，在聊天的时候，我们就过去了。
Maybe while they are having a break at their resting, we probably would just go over.
先自我介绍。
And you would introduce yourself first.
先介绍自己从哪里来。
Where are you from? Where do you live now?
几个孩子。
How many children?
在哪里做事。
Where are you working?
先把自己的面具先拿下来。
First of all, take off your mask.
你发现对方也把他面具慢慢就拿下来了。
And you realize gradually the other party also would do the same.
但是有些人也不肯。
But still, some people would not.
抓得紧紧的面具。
They simply hold tight to their mask.
何等的可惜。
Oh, what a shame.
虚伪是这个高层里面的人的特点。
Falsehood, hypocrisy simply is another characteristic of those who live in this lofty city.
因做虚伪，人就会撒谎。
Now, because of this hypocrisy, that people would lie.
不敢讲真理。
They would not tell about the truth.
不敢讲真话。
Nor would they say any truth.
很多官位越高、钱财越多的人讲的谎话，谎话越多。
Those people who are richer, holding higher status, the more of the lies they would speak.
2010年的八月
，August in 2001，
美国总统请求参院做一件事情。
The president of the states asked the Senate to do one thing.
替将近40年的38年前的一个美国四星上将平反。
The president asked the Senate to restore the reputation of a four-star general 38 years ago.
这个将军的名字叫 John D. LeVere.
John D. LeVere.
1972年代的时候，正是美国打越战打得最热闹的时候。
In 1972, that's the most fierce.Battle in Vietnam between Americans and Vietnamese.
我知道那个时候很多年轻人还没有出生。
I know so many young people weren't born yet.
但是若是你那个时候在七二年代在美国的话，可能就听到这个事情。
But if you were in 72 in the States, you probably heard of this.
Lovey 这个人是什么人呢？
Who is this Lovey?
他是当时越南战场空军总司令。
He is the commander of the Air Force in Vietnam.
四星上将。
Four-star general.
是职业军人。
He is a professional soldier.
他的一生对美国忠心到底。
All his life, he was faithful to the United States.
他的太太说他在家的日子没有几天了。
And his wife said that there weren't many days for this general to stay at home.
他大部分的时间都在办公室。
Most of the time, he would stay in his office.
忠心得很。
He was so faithful.
但是那一年，国会把他来调来审问。
But in that year, the Congress simply called the general to investigate him.
你为什么没有接到命令就去轰炸北越？
Why is it you have not received the order to bomb the North Vietnam.
他说我是接受上级的指令轰炸北越。
But he said, I have received this order to bomb this North Vietnam.
因为那时候国会有个规定。
Because at that time the Congress had this regulation.
空军侦察机除非被地面炮火攻击不能还手。
This airplane unless it was attacked from the ground, it could never hit back.
打仗的人知道这是挨打的姿态。
So soldiers would know this. It's simply you're a sitting duck being hit.
那时候美国总统是谁你知道吗？
Do you know who was the president in those days?
尼克松。
Nixon.
尼克松是一个很聪明的人。
Nixon was a very smart person.
他知道这样打下去打不赢的。
And Nixon knew that there is no way for America to win in this war if they would have fought in such a way.
但是他也知道国会有这个规定。
But also Nixon knew that the Congress had this law.
他就决定要走后门。
So he was trying through the back door.
他告诉参谋总长。
So he told the commander-in-chief.
你去告诉国防部长。
Tell the, you go tell the, Secretary of Defense.
国防部长去告诉美军在越南战区的总战区的总司令。
And then the Secretary of Defense would go to tell the commander of the battlefield in Vietnam.
总司令去告诉将军 LaVere.
Then this commander would tell the general LaVere.
开始轰炸河内和北越。
Start bombing North Vietnam, Hanoi.
大家都不要讲话。
Everybody kept quiet.
将军 LaVere 听到命令以后马上行动。
So once the general received the order, he acted out.
他不知道这是总统的命令。
He didn't know this was the order from the president then.
轰炸之后，国会发现了。
After the bombing, the Congress realized what happened.
把将军从越南调回来。
So he called the general back from Vietnam.
你怎么搞的？
What happened?
谁告诉你的？
Who told you to do so?
我是奉命行事啊。
And the general said I was acting on order.
结果国会决定把它降级两级。
So, the Congress decided to delegate him.
四颗星变成两颗星。
Now he only had two stars.
然后叫他退休。
And forced him to retire.
从头到尾，这个将军坚持没有做错事。
From the beginning to the end, the general insisted that he did nothing wrong.
但是这个事情对他打击相当的大。
But this is such a blow to this general.
七年以后就过世了。
He passed away 7 years later.
一个军人最大的收获就是荣誉嘛。
The greatest reward for a soldier, a general, is honor.
但是他受到极大的羞耻。
Instead, he received such a reproach.
活不下去了。
He could not live on any longer.
死掉了。
He simply died.
直到两年多以前
It's just about 2 years before
两个空军的历史学家要写这一段的历史
Two historians of the Air Force as they wrote this period of the history about this period of history
他们开始翻旧账
They started to dig up
从白宫的录音带开始
From the tape of the White House
你们知道白宫的录音带吗
Do you know anything about the tape of the White House?
这位尼克松总统很聪明啊。
Then let me enlighten you. Don't you say that Chinese are smart?
聪明反为聪明误嘛。
But we Chinese say that the wise will be ruined by the wise
他在自己的白宫的 office 装了很多的录音机。
So in the White House, there are so many tape recorders.
他把自己跟自己的讲话开会的记录全部录起来。
So everything's ever spoken is recorded in the meetings or not.
到了水门事件 Watergate 事件以后整个公开了。
So after the Watergate, every information is being exposed.
国会把他的录音单拿来审查。
So as the Congress investigated this whole tape information,
他们发现尼克森是完全另外一个人。
They realized Nixon was actually totally a different one.
在录音的谈话里面很多三字经。
And in many of the tape recording, they realized Nixon liked to use dirty words, curse.
这两个历史学家开始翻他的听他的录音带。
As these two historians start to dig up the old events,
忽然间发现一段信息。
All of a sudden, a conversation came about.
尼克松跟 Kissinger 的谈话
That is the conversation between Nixon and Kissinger
讲到这件事情
And they spoke about this very matter
原来是尼克森的命令
Actually, it is Nixon's order
但是当时没有人知道
However, at that time, nobody knew about
当江迪勒被降级的时候尼克森还公开声明说他没有这个人应该走
And when the general wasdelegated to a lower level, and the President Nixon actually publicly agreed, saying that yes, he should leave.
记者问尼克森，你对这件事情的看法怎么样？
And reporters would ask Nixon, what's your view on this very matter?
他的意思说他罪有该得，应该走路。
And Nixon basically said he deserved it. He needed to resign.
因为那个时候正是美国国内反对越战最厉害的时候。
And this is the time that American peoples were at the highest to be anti-Vietnam.
尼克森的位置很危险。
And at that time, Nixon's position was very dangerous.
他不敢讲实话。
He wouldn't tell the truth.
他握住良心讲虚假的话。
He simply suppressed his conscience. He told lies.
虚谎。
This is falsehood.
杀灭了人的良心。
Simply block out people's conscience.
今天我们也是一样。
Today, we are in the same boat.
多少时候我们不敢讲实话。
So many times we dare not speak the truth.
我们想讲实话，但是没有力量讲实话。
Even though we want to tell the truth, we have no strength to do so.
我们懦弱。
And we are simply cowardly.
我们虚假。
We are fake.
多少时候我们要请一个朋友来听福音的时候多难啊。
Oh, many times isn't it so hard for us to try to invite a gospel friend over?
我们今天有聚会。
Today we have this gathering.
有特别讲员请你来好不好？
And we have this special speaker. Would you like to come?
我尽量争取，我尽量争取。
And a friend would say, oh, I'll try, I'll try.
其实你知道他那个意思，大概不会来了。
But you understand what he's saying. He probably won't come.
因为他根本不去争取。
Because he would not try to come.
这是小虚假。
This is a very small scale of falsehood.
有人说我撒一个白色的谎言算不了什么，算不了什么。
And some people would say, well, it's nothing if I tell white lies.
白色的谎言还是谎言。
Still, white lies are lies.
有一次有一个朋友。在我们家吃饭的时候
Once, there was a friend of mine who had dinner in my house.
忽然间接到一个电话
All of a sudden, he received his call.
对方说你在哪儿
The other party said, where are you?
啊，我在外面
And this person said, oh, I'm outside my house.
讲完以后我说你不在外面呢
And after this conversation, I told my friend, you're not outside.
但是我不能跟他讲我在你们家里啊。
But this person said, oh, I cannot tell the other party that I'm in your house.
他要知道我在你们家里就很麻烦了。
I'm going to be in big trouble if he knows that I'm in your home.
我只是讲一个白色的谎言。
Well, this is just a white lie.
白色的谎言跟黑色的谎言一样是谎言。
Be it white lies or black lies, they are all lies.
你我一生里面讲了多少的谎言
Throughout our lifetime, how many lies you and I have spoken?
不真实的话
Untrue words
一半的真实就是假话
Half true is actually a lie
这些谎言都记录在神那里
And all these lies are recorded in God's book
有一天要再告诉放出来给我们自己听
One day all the lies will be released for you in your hearing
所以我们必须要很小心
So let's all be very careful.
这个城市里面的人非常贪心。
So the residents of this lofty city are also very greedy.
每一个人都要赚很多的钱。
Everyone is trying to earn money as much as possible.
只要能够赚到钱，什么方法都可以。
As long as I can earn money, I can use any means.
每一个人要得着世界的这个财富，用任何的方法都不在所不惜。
Any means are permissible as long as I can gain the wealth of this world.
有了钱还要更多的钱。
Money upon money.
所以有人说人有钱人为什么不快乐
This is why some people say, why is the rich people are not happy?
因为他要更多的钱。
Simply because they want more money.
穷人为什么不快乐
Why is the poor people not happy?
因为他自己以为自己没有钱。
Because they think that they are poor.
其实人不快乐的原因不在于钱。
Actually, the very reason for a person to be happy or not.
我们都知道这几年来大陆台湾很多这个贪污案被曝光。
It is not money. And in Taiwan for the past several years, that so many corruption cases have been brought to light.
这些被曝光的官员难道没有钱吗？
Do you suppose that those people involved in corruption cases or those office, of people who hold offices are not rich?
那是要贪更多的钱财。
They simply want to lust for more money.
最近台湾的新闻你们看到没有？
Have you all seen or heard of this news in Taiwan?
贪污贪得很厉害。
People are so bent on corruption and it's getting so bad.
这个城市里面的人还会嫉妒。
And also, residents of this lofty city are simply jealous.
你心里面有没有嫉妒？
Do you have jealousy in your heart?
你为什么比我好？
Why is you better than I?
你为什么比我有钱？
Why is you richer than I?
你为什么比我漂亮？
Why is you are prettier than I?
你为什么你的工作比我好？
Why is your job is better than mine?
人心中有一种生来的嫉妒。
Men just have this jealousy from birth.
这个嫉妒把自己捆绑在痛苦的里面。
This jealousy simply binds you into such a state of suffering.
我从前在台湾的时候常常看到一些社会新闻啊。
Now, when I was in Taiwan, I often read about this news about Taiwan society.
哎呀，当两个女人在抢一个男人的时候。
When two women were fighting for a man.
或两个男人在抢一个女人的时候
or two men were fighting for a woman
啊，常常是年轻人啊
often this happened among young people
就有很多暴力的行为产生
and many violent acts appeared
有可怕的案件就是毁容案
and there were such horrible cases that they would disfigure your faces
把抢夺的对象的脸呢，用硫酸把它毁了
They would just throw this chemical sulfur upon the other party and from whom you're trying to get your lover back.
这个女人既然不爱我，我也不让你得着。
Since this woman does not love me, I will not let you have her either.
我把她摧毁了。
I'll destroy her.
不仅嫉妒，还有仇恨。
Not only jealousy, but also hatred.
人与人间有一种仇恨。
There is simply this hatred between man.
你伤害我，我要伤害你。
You hurt me, I'll hurt you back.
不肯赦免。
They don't want to forgive.
不肯接纳。
They will not accept others.
没有怜悯。
No mercy.
这是说到我们心里面那个罪性的发作。
This speaks of all the acting out of our sinful nature.
这个城市也是一个淫乱的城市。
And also this lofty city is also an adulterous one.
性方面的混乱已经到了极处。
Sexual fornication has come to the extremity.
到处都是婚外情。
Everywhere you have extramarital affairs.
破碎的家庭。
Broken families.
受伤的孩子。
And children who have been badly hurt.
都是从很多从这个性的混乱而来
They all come from this confusion of sex
而最终的可怕的就是同性恋
And ultimately the most dreadful is this homosexuality
这是对神创造最终极的挑战
This is the ultimate challenge to God's creation
圣经里面说到罪的工价就是死
The Bible teaches that the wages of sin is death.
在我们心中有个罪性，这个罪性发出来的罪行，神有一天都要审判。
In our heart, there is this sinful nature, and all the acts that come from the sinful nature, all the sinfulness will be judged by God one day.
罪叫人和神之间的关系断绝。
And sin causes the secession between man and God.
罪叫人和人之间的关系破碎
causes the brokenness between man.
人有心向善，可是没有能力。
Men are trying to do good, but men lack strength to do so.
人心里面有道德感，可是没有办法行出来。
Men have this sense of morality, but they cannot act out.
因为自己没有能力。
Because they lack strength.
罪是一个权势把人捆绑。
Sin is simply this dominion to bind you all around.
把人控制。
Control you.
这是另外一个层。另外一个层我们叫坚固的层。
But Now, the other city we call a strong city.
也叫做神的城。
It's also called the city of God.
就完全两样。
It's but totally different.
在先知以赛亚的意象中。
In the vision of the prophet Isaiah,
他看见这个城是以救恩为城墙。
He saw that this is a city of salvation.
门是敞开的。
The gates are wide open.
使那些对神有信心的、被称义的百姓可以进入。
So all of those who have faith in God, who are justified, can enter in.
在那些艰辛依赖神的，他必保守他十分平安。
And those people whose mind is stayed on Him, the Lord will keep them in perfect peace.
圣经说这个城是有根基的城。
And the Bible says this is a city with a foundation.
是神所设计所建造的。
Whose architect and builder is God.
建造在耶稣基督的根基上。
And the city is built upon the foundation of Jesus.
这个城里面有一个特点。
And there is one characteristic in this city.
充满了光明。
That is, it is filled with light.
没有电灯，可是有光明。
No lamps, but there is light.
因为有神的同在。
Because of God's presence there.
在以赛亚的意象中，他看见最后这个城要降在地上。
And also in Isaiah's vision, eventually the city will come upon the earth.
但是今天这个城隐藏在世界的城里面。
However, today this city is hidden in the midst of all the cities of the world.
所有信靠耶稣的人就知道能够进入这个城。
He who trusts in Jesus will enter into this city.
有一天这个坚固的城要取代世界的城。
One day this strong city will replace all the cities of the world.
这个新的城是属天的。
And this new city is heavenly.
是更美的家乡。
It's a better homestead.
是我们应该去的地方。
This is the place where we're supposed to go.
这个世界的城不是我们永久居留的地方。
The city of the world is not an everlasting place for us to live.
但是那个坚固的城，神的城，是我们永久居留的地方。
Instead, this strong city, the city of God, is a place where we can live forever.
什么人能够进到这个城市呢？
Then who can enter into the city?
乃是有信心的人。
Those who have faith.
乃是信靠耶稣的人。
Those who trust in Jesus.
启示录二十一章有一句话说
Revelation 21 we read
要进这个城的人是名字要写在羔羊生命册上的人
He who enters into this city whose name is recorded in the book of the life of the Lamb
有一天这个城市降下来
One day when the city comes upon earth
完全的彰显
It's been fully manifested
不再隐藏
No longer hidden
我们信靠耶稣的人可以进去。
All of us who believe in Jesus will enter in.
每一个人有一天都要站在神的面前。
Every single one of us will one day stand before God.
这边有这个坚固的城。
On the one side, you have this strong.
充满了光明。
Full of light.
这边是被毁灭的世界的城。
On the other hand, is the city to be destroyed.
一片的黑暗。
Full of darkness.
谁能进到光明的城市
Who can enter into the city of light?
乃是名字记在羔羊生命册上的人
Of those whose names are recorded in the book of the life of the
有一天这个案卷要展开
One day the scroll will be unfolded
神要审判世上所有的人
And that's the time when God will judge all the people of the world
什么？为什么叫做羔羊生命册
Why is it called theThe book of the life of the Lamb.
羔羊知道只说耶稣基督。
The Lamb speaks of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他为我们的罪做了赎罪的羔羊。
Because he for our sin became the redemptive Lamb.
所有接受耶稣宝血赦罪的人。
He who has received Jesus whose sin was forgiven.
他的罪就得赦免。
And whose sin was forgiven by God.
你可以想象在那一天你站在这个坚固城的门口
So can you imagine that on that very day when you stand by the gate of the strong city
每一个人都要进去的时候
As everyone is about to enter in
天使在门口点名
The angel will call out the names
你的名字在生命册上你才有资格进去
Only when your name is recorded in the book of life of the Lamb then you're qualified to enter in
你的名字不在上面你进不了
In contrast, if your name is not in the book, you cannot enter in.
到那一天你没办法争论。
So on that day, there's no way for you to argue.
你可能会跟这个天使说，我一生做了好人呢。
Maybe you could say this to the angels and say, I have been a good person.
我做了很多的好事。
I've done so many good charities.
我捐了很多的钱。
I've donated so much money.
我的父亲是牧师。
My father is a pastor.
我祖父是传道人。
My grandfather is a preacher.
我全家都是基督徒。
All my family members are Christians.
神要问你，你是不是基督徒？
Then God would ask you, are you a Christian?
我受洗了。
Well, I was baptized.
有人说我受洗了三次。
And some people would say, oh, I was baptized three times.
一点用处都没有。
It's to no use at all.
因为你的名字不在这个生命册上。
Simply because your name is not recorded in this book of life.
因为圣灵没有住在你的心中。
Simply because the Holy Spirit does not dwell in your heart.
你没有圣灵的印记在里头。
You do not have the seal of the Holy Spirit within you.
对不起，你不能进这个城。
Excuse me, you cannot enter in the city.
但是那些信耶稣的人
，But as to those who believe in Jesus,
进去了。
They enter in.
城里面有平安。
Within the city there is peace.
有保护。
Protection.
但是你不一定等，你不要等到那一天才进这个城，你今天就可以进入这个城。
But you don't want to wait until that day to enter in the city.Today, entering the city.
圣经告诉我们，今天信耶稣，你就得永生。
The Bible teaches that today, if you believe in Jesus, you will have this everlasting life.
你就进到这个神的城里面。
You actually would go into the city.
到那一天，那个圣城降临的时候，是一个完全的表现。
But on that very day, when the holy city descends on the earth, that's the full manifestation of the city which is in the world already.
你今天因着耶稣。因着相信耶稣，你可以进入这个城市。
Today, because of Jesus and because that you believe in Jesus, you can enter into that city.
当你信耶稣以后
，After you believe in Jesus,
进入这个城市
，After you have gone into the city,
你心中有平安
，There will be peace in your heart.
有赦罪的平安
，There's a peace of forgiveness of sins.
有主同在的喜乐
，And this joy of the Lord's presence.
虽然你还活在地上
，Even though you still live in this world,
你会经历很多的试炼
，You will encounter so many trials.
你有很多的挑战
，You will have to face so many challenges.
但是你有一个人会帮助你
，But there is this one man who will help you.
就是耶稣基督
，That is Jesus Christ.
你在试炼中会有依靠。
In your trials, you will have someone to lean on.
你在忧愁中会得安慰。
In your sorrow, you will be comforted.
你在绝望的时候会得着盼望。
In your despair, you will actually receive hope.
这是我个人的经验。
This is my personal experience.
也可能成为你的经验。
It could also become your experience.
两年前我们教会有个弟兄。
Two years ago, in my congregation, that there was this brother.
他原来没有信主。
Originally, he did not believe in the Lord.
听说他的心非常刚硬的时候还没有信主。
And we were told that he was so hard-hardened, so he did not believe in Jesus.
有一天我接到一个电话。
And one day I received a phone call.
是一个我们很好的一个弟兄一个朋友介绍。
A very dear brothers of ours.
介绍这位朋友。
Introduced this friend.
姓何，这是何先生。
His last name is He, Mr. He.
他说何先生今天晚上来看看你好不好
And this dear brother said to me Could this Mr. He come to see you tonight
我说请他过来
I say、by all means welcome him
为什么这么急啊
But why is in such a hurry
我这个朋友这个弟兄就跟我讲了简单的介绍了一下
And my dear brother very quickly gave me a brief on this situation
何先生刚刚开刀开过一个刀
And this Mr. He just had a surgery.
一个肾脏有 cancer 取掉了
Because he had cancer in one kidney, so the doctors took it out.
同时发生另外一件事情
And at the same time, another thing happened.
他三十岁的女儿发现 cancer.
That her daughter of 30 years old also had cancer.
腹腔一种肿瘤
And there was this tumor in her chest.
这个腹腔哈、
啊、，in
肉一种肉瘤的一种肉瘤
，abdomen there is a tumor。
嗯，刚开过刀
，and she also just had a surgery。
非常的严重。
It was so what a very serious。
所以这个 朋友这个何先生心里非常的难过。
So this Mr. He was so anxious, very grieving.
觉得自己已经走投无路。
He felt that he had come to the very end of his life.
我们这个弟兄就介绍他来信耶稣。
So our brother introduced this Mr. He to believe in Jesus.
那天晚上他们夫妇两个过来。
So on that very night, the couple came over.
我不是医生，我不能讲什么。
I wasn't a doctor, so I couldn't say anything.
即使医生也不能讲什么。
Even I were a doctor, I couldn't say anything.
我只能告诉耶稣基督爱他的道理。
I could only tell them about the Jesus who loved them.
我只能告诉他基督里面的盼望。
I could only tell them this hope in Jesus.
那天晚上我们谈得很好。
So on that evening, we had such a wonderful conversation.
最后他跪下来接受耶稣。
And at last, they knelt down and received Jesus Christ.
那年他就受洗了。
And then they were baptized.
他天天祷告。
So daily he prayed.
虽然他的女儿已经过世。
Even though his daughter had passed away.
但是他继续地跟随主。
But he continued to follow on.
我能看出来他心里面有平安。
And I could actually see that what is this peace in his heart.
我看出来他心里面有盼望。
I actually saw that he was hope. There was
因为他的女儿临终之前，我们带他信主。
Because his daughter right before she passed away, we led her to believe in the Lord.
有一天我们要在这个圣城耶路撒冷见面。
And one day we will all see each other in this holy city, New Jerusalem.
我们在那里会欢呼的见面。
And there.We would shout for joy because we will see each other.
在耶稣基督里面永远有盼望。
So there is this hope forever in Jesus Christ.
两个礼拜之前。
And then 2 weeks ago.
有传道人介绍我去看探访一位姓吴的先生。
A preacher introduced me to a gospel friend, Mr. Wu.
姓吴哈。一个月前他的。妻子刚刚过世。
And a month ago, his wife just passed away.
癌症过世。
Died of cancer.
心里非常难过。
So this Mr. Wu was so sad.
我们就去看他。
So we actually went to see him.
离我们家很近。
And they live very close to where we live.
房子很大。
A big house.
落地窗一看过出去。是一个漂亮的花园。
And this windows from wall to wall, out look when you look out of these big windows, you simply saw this beautiful garden.
越过这个花园是太平洋。
And beyond this garden, you could see the Pacific Ocean.
他说八年前他买了这个房子。
And he said eight years ago he bought that house.
退休了。
And he retired.
显然准备享受退休的生活。
Apparently, he was all prepared to enjoy his retirement life.
没有想到很快太太就过世。
Little did he know that his wife simply passed away.
两个女儿。
And two daughters.
一个医生，一个律师。
A doctor, the other a lawyer.
但是住得远远呢。
But they lived so far away from him.
我们这位朋友一个人住在一个大房间。
So,This a friend by himself lived in such a big house.
天天欣赏太平洋的风景。
Daily he just enjoyed this thing of this Pacific Ocean.
心中非常的难过。
But he was very sorrowful in his heart.
我们告诉他耶稣是我们的盼望。
And then we told him that Jesus is our hope.
告诉他我们需要耶稣。
We told him we need Jesus.
最后他跪下来我们一起祷告。
And then eventually he knelt down and we prayed together.
当他站起来的时候。
When he stood up.
带着眼泪。
With tears.
脸上带着微笑。
But still with a smile.
在耶稣里面有平安。
In Jesus we have peace.
你能赚得全世界。
You could have earned the whole world.
却会失掉你的生命。
But you would have lost your own life.
你失去了全世界，只要得着耶稣，你得着了一切。
But even though you lose the whole world, but gain Christ Jesus, then you actually gain the whole world.
我很喜欢一首很短的诗歌。
I simply love this very short hymn.
给我耶稣。
Give me Jesus.
给我耶稣。
Give me Jesus.
你唱过这首诗歌吗？
Have you sung this hymn?
给我耶稣，给我耶稣。
Give me Jesus, give me Jesus.
失掉全世界，
Even
给我耶稣。
To lose the whole world, simply give me Jesus.
耶稣基督是这两个城之间的唯一道路。
Now, Jesus Christ is the only pathway between these two cities.
只有借着耶稣能够进到那个坚固的城。
Only through Jesus can you enter into that strong city.
世界在摇动。
Even though the world is shaking,
我们不害怕。
We're not afraid.
地震在严重，我们不害怕。
As serious as an earthquake could become, we're not afraid.
我们有一天会经过死亡的门口。
Yes, when we go through the gate of death.
但是我们知道，
but we know,
有一天我们要复活。
One day we will be risen again.
我们要复活跟主耶稣在一起。
We will resurrect to be with Jesus.
在圣城的门口，我们点名的时候，我们的名字在生命的册上。
When the call, the roll is called, that at the gate of the city, our name is in the book of life.
我们有得救的把握。
Because we have this assurance of salvation.
全世界的其他的宗教，没有一个宗教给你得救的把握。
None of the other religion in the whole world can give you such assurance.
回教也好，道教也好，民间宗教也好。
Whether it is Buddhism, Muslim, Islamism, or any other religions,
没有一个宗教可以给你盼望。
None of the religion could give you this hope.
但是耶稣的话永远是可靠。
However, the word of Jesus Christ is sure forever.
他告诉我们，信他的人有永生。
He tells us that he who believes in him would have this eternal life.
信他的人罪得赦免。
He who believes in him whose sin is forgiven.
你马上有赦罪的平安。
Right away you have this peace from the forgiveness of your sin.
在世界风浪当中我们有平安。
In the turmoil, the storm of life, we still have this peace.
信耶稣不是所有的问题都没有了。
Believing Jesus doesn't mean that all your problems are now rid off.
但是在各样的试炼在患难中我们有帮助。
But in the various trials and affliction, you will have help.
不信耶稣的人，
But he who does not believe in Jesus,
有一天要站在神的面前受审判。
One day will be judged before God.
这是圣经讲的，不是我讲的。
This is not I who am talking. This is what the Bible teaches.
今天很多的教会不讲审判。
Today, so many churches do not talk about judgment.
今天很多的教会只讲天堂，不讲地狱。
Till today, so many churches talk about only the heaven, not the hell.
永生是永远的。
Eternity, everlasting life.
永死也是永远的。
Forever, this death also lasts forever.
永生，永死。
Eternal death, eternal life.
你的选择在哪里？
Where is your choice?
今天神给我们一生的年日做这一个明确的。
Today, God has afforded us this whole life for us to make a decision.
我们不要放弃这个机会。
Don't let us, don't give up on it.
我们要抓住这个机会。
Just grip this opportunity.
把我们的心门向主耶稣打开。
Open wide our hearts to Jesus.
请他进到我们的心门。
Invite him into our heart.
耶稣基督已经为我们钉死在十字架上。
Lord Jesus Christ has been crucified on the cross.
担当我们一切的重担。
He has borne all our sins.
他的宝血可以洁净我们一切的罪。
And his precious blood can cleanse all our sins.
当我们接受主的时候。
When we receive the Lord.
当我们把心门向他打开的时候。
When we open our hearts wide.
他的生命就进到我的里面。
His life will enter into me.
圣灵就进到你的里面。
The Holy Spirit will enter into your heart.
永生就得着了。
That, then you have this eternal life.
你已经进到这个城里面。
Then you have entered into the city.
有一天点名的时候。
One day when the name is being called.
你可以很勇敢的说我在这里。
Then you will be very courageous and brave saying, yes, I am in the midst of them.
我不晓得现在的学校点不点名啊。
I don't know schools still do this roll calling nowadays.
点不点名？不点名了哈。
Do they do this anymore?
我们小时候学校上课要点名的。
Now, when we were young, you know, our names would be called out.
在台湾说，老师第一堂上课，黄某某有。
And the teacher, the very first thing would call out such and such, and then you would say present.
从前的学校在美国也是点名的吗？
Schools used to do the name call.
大概现在逃课的人太多了，不点了。
But maybe because so many people simply do not attend classes, they cut classes, so they don't do this anymore.
有一个八岁的小孩叫 Jerry.
Jerry, an 8-year-old.
他非常的乖。
He simply was well behaved.
他已经信主了。
And he believed in the Lord.
非常高兴，非常喜乐。
He was so happy. He was joyful.
每次他的爸爸叫 Jerry 的时候，他都会说 Yes, sir.
And every time his father called him Jerry, and he would reply Yes, sir.
Jerry, 我们去打球好不好 ？Yes, sir.
Jerry, let's go on play balls. And Jerry would say Yes, sir.
Jerry, 我们到 McDonald's 好不好
？Jerry,
yes, sir.
Let's go to McDonald's. Jerry would say Yes, sir.
所以每次提到 Jerry 就想起他。会讲 yes sir.
So every time when we mention Jerry, we just remember that he always said yes sir.
有一天 Jerry 生病了。
One day Jerry was sick.
医生发现是一个很奇怪的病。
And doctor found a very strange illness.
没有药可以治。
Which had no medicine to cure.
大家都非常的难过。
And everybody was grief stricken.
后来 Jerry 就死了。
And then Jerry passed away.
父母就把他埋葬了。
So their parents.Buried him.
当他们在做那个墓碑的时候
，When they put up this tombstone,
他的父母说：“我们上面写什么最好
？”Their parents wonder what should we say on this tombstone.
他们想说两个字
，And they said, "Well, just two words."
Jerry.
Jerry.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
有一天，神要叫 Jerry 的名字。
One day, God will call out Jerry.
Jerry 会说 Yes, sir.
Jerry would answer Yes, sir.
圣经告诉我们，人死后会复活。
Bible has taught us that after men die, men will be raised up to life again.
信主的人有荣耀的复活。
He who believes in the Lord would have this glorious resurrection.
有一天，我们信主的人要聚在一起。
One day, all of us who believe in the Lord will be gathered together.
在那座坚固的城里面，我们要开一个最大的 party.
In that strong city, we'll have this biggest party.
但是你准备好没有？
But are you prepared?
你愿不愿意进这个圣城？
Are you willing to enter into this strong holy city?
有一首诗歌很有意思。
And there is one hymn that's really amazing.
在那边点名的时候。When the roll is called.
When the roll is called.
Up yonder.
Up yonder.
唱过这首诗歌没有？
Have you all sung this hymn? I think.
在那边点名的时候。
When the roll call has started.
诗歌的作者想象那天我们要进城的时候，神在那里点名。
And the songwriter is simply imagining when the Lord is taking the roll.
在那边点名的时候
roll,
我也必在其中
When the roll calling starts I'm in their midst
主耶稣在临那日号筒必要高声吹起
On that day in the Lord the trumpet will be sounded high and loud
那早晨永远光明华丽无比
That morning is forever bright and glorious
凡世上得救的人一同相会在主民宫
He who is saved from the world will be gathered together in the palace of light.
在那边点名，我也必在其中。
And when the roll calling starts, I will be there.
凡信主而死的人，那日早晨必要复活。
He who believes in the Lord and falls asleep will be made alive on that day.
与我主同享复活，荣耀快乐。
And we will enjoy the Gladness and glory together with the Lord.
凡蒙召得胜的人
He who is called and overcome
都与救主相会天空
will all meet the Lord in the air.
在那边点名
There when the roll calling is made, I will be in the midst.
这是我们的盼望
And this is our hope.
必定要实现的盼望
This is the hope that will be brought to pass.
当主叫我们名字的时候
So when the Lord calls out our names
你有没有把握说 Yes, sir?
Do you have this assurance to say Yes, sir?
你愿意进这个城吗？
Are you willing to enter into the city?
享受主荣耀的同在吗？
To enjoy His glorious presence?
我们一起低头祷告。
Shall we bow our heads and pray together? Lord, we thank you.
你赐给我们永远的盼望。
You have given us this eternal hope.
感谢你赐给我们全备的救恩。
We thank you for this full salvation you have given to us.
感谢你曾经为我们死在十字架上。
We thank you that once you died on the cross for us.
为我们担当一切的罪。
To bear all of our sins.
为我们流血舍命。
To shed blood to give yourself to us.
靠着你的宝血，我们罪能得赦免。
So by your precious blood, our sins are forgiven.
我们因信能得着永远的生命。
And by faith, we can receive this eternal life.
今天在座有些人还没有信主。
Today, sitting in our midst, they are those who haven't believed in the Lord.
求主的灵感动他们。
Oh Lord, may your spirit move them.
让他们的心房向你打开。
So that their hearts will be open to you.
让你的灵能够进入在里面。
So that your spirit will enter in.
赐给他们永生。
Grant them this eternal life.
有一天你再来的时候。
One day when you do come again.
我们要和你一同进入圣城。
Together with you, we will enter into this holy city.
享受你永远的同在。
And enjoy your everlasting presence.
现在我要为在座一些还没有信主的朋友祷告。
Now I'm going to pray for those of our friends who haven't believed in the Lord.
我带你们祷告。
I will lead you in prayer.
若是你还没有决志信主。
If you haven't made up your mind to believe in the Lord.
当我祷告的时候。
When I pray.
你跟着我祷告。
Follow me.
把我的祷告当作你的祷告。
Take my prayer as yours.
诚心的在神面前向主说话。
And now with a sincere heart, you will speak to the Lord before His presence.
主耶稣啊。
Lord Jesus.
我感谢你。
I give thanks to you.
你爱我。
For you love me.
爱到底。
And you have loved me to the end.
我现在把心门向你打开。
Now I open up my heart to you.
接受你做我的救主。
Receive you as my Savior.
和生命的主
The very Lord of my life
求你进到我心中来
Come into my heart
来管理我的生命
To control over my life
管理我的生活
To rule my life
赐给我永远的生命
Give this eternal life to me
叫我有一天能够进到坚固的城里与你同住
So that one day we will enter into this strong city to live with you forever
祷告奉耶稣的名
We ask, I ask, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.